So I'm now with Sam Ray. You're also a Nintendo Game Boy 8-bit DJ kind of person.
The genre's called chiptune. I'm 2XAA, and you can Google my name, and it's the first link there, so you can listen to some stuff.
So, did you, when you were at school, did you ever do any of this kind of stuff at school? Or?
No. The reason I got into it was we had, up until about when I was in year 9, well, I'm 18 now, so that's quite a few years ago, we had dial-up internet, and I really like the sound of the modem.
Oh, right, the bing-bang.
Yeah. My first, well, I got into it just by searching around, just Googling stuff, and I found something on YouTube, and I just, well, it
just
wasn't really on
you.
YouTube. Yeah, it caught me, because I used computers at school and things, and watched lots of videos at school, and it just caught me, so I researched it until I found that I could make my own music. You know, I just had to get an old Game Boy or just any Game Boy at all.
So you played other instruments like piano and guitar?
Yeah,
and
I first learned keyboard, and then I moved on to guitar when my mum bought me a guitar for my birthday.
So you had a bit of a foundation already, an interest in music, but then you say this modem thing just helped you in.
It was really weird. I really liked the sound. It really annoyed me, but it's really cool at the same time.
And have you ever seen the, when I was a kid, we used to have a Sinclair Spectrum.
Yeah.
And when you loaded games off the cassette, it had these sorts of, it was like the frequency.
Visual RAM, yeah.
That's right, yeah. So you've got a Game Boy and you do this, and it's like you've modified it, have you?
Yeah, there's a common mod called the Pro Sound Mod where we take the unamplified signals from the sound chip.
Right.
And then we put an extra jack in and we just literally take the left, right, and ground and
plug it into a sound desk or something.
Exactly. So, and that's line quality and that's also got better bass because it's not going through old crappy capacitors.
And are you using one of these? I've seen these like modified ROMs you can plug into it. And you put software up, LSDJ.
LSDJ is some software by Johan Kotlinski. He's in Sweden and he sells the software for, the recommended donation price is $2, but I paid a little bit more. And he makes this himself. He's constantly updating it and we just buy flashcards.
And does he perform the music himself?
Or? I'm not sure. I don't know much about Johan.
So how did you find out about all of this?
Just searching the internet,
Now, you were mentioning something to me before, that you've got an interest in PHP coding, and you're trying to put some of that to good use at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. There was a website recently called 8bitcollective.org. That recently had a server crash, because, well, it's complicated. But I was an admin on there, and what I've done is I've taken my own spin on the website and created a new website, not using any of the code, but coding it from scratch. And I've made my own website, which is ucollective.org.
ucollective.org.
Yeah.
And is this just for you to showcase your own material?
No, it's anyone can sign up and they can upload whatever track that they like, as long as it's related to electronic or 8-bit music.
Okay. Did you see, there was we had a performer downstairs before performing with the Speak and Spell Machines.
Yeah,
have you ever, he's from this, it's got like Modified Toy Collective or something.
Yeah.
For you, it's just about Game Boys, is it? Or?
No, for me, I also have an Atari ST, and I create some music on that. But I've also got Game Boys and stuff, and like he does, that's more circuit bending.
Right.
I'm not into that, but that is part of the community as well. That's also 8-bit kind of stuff.
I was watching some of the other DJs before, I noticed when Tom's performing, it's quite kinetic. He moves around at the same time. Are you into that? Or
I would like to move around more, but I freeze on the spot and I don't know what to do, so I just kind of move my legs and kind of just fiddle with the
equipment. You freezing? Is that like a confidence thing, or is it just simply practical because you move around?
This is my first gig.
Oh, wow! Yeah. I didn't realise, because you're talking like a pro. You know?
Well, I've been doing it for 3 years, but this is my first gig, so...
It seems addictive. It looks like you could spend hours.
Oh, yeah. I do. My latest track, which is called Chipstep, Chipstep-esque, that's on my SoundCloud, that took me about 5 months to write on and off. I mean, it wasn't...
5 months, gosh.
That's because I've been working on ucollective.org, and I've been sorting out a lot of stuff for 8bitcollective.org, and I've also been doing a lot of schoolwork at the moment. So
what do you hope that the future holds for you?
Well, I'd quite like to go into programming, but if my music takes off, then I would love to go down that route.
Yeah. And so you plan to study programming or computing yet?
I'm from Plymouth, and I'm hoping to go to South Devon College, which is in Paignton, and to study a foundation degree in computing.
Wow, that's great. And this has all happened because of this thing, you think?
Pretty much, Wow. I didn't really have much of an interest in programming stuff before the kind of chiptune stuff that I've done. So.
Well, Sam, thank you very much. And maybe can I maybe take a photograph of your equipment? Thank you.